Gems from the Old Testament. Title, Frankincense. Our scripture from Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. As a boy, I often puzzled over the gifts of the Magi. Gold was certainly a treasure, but what about myrrh? And who was Frank? Eventually, I realized that Frank was not a person, but a nation. That Frank incense was named for the Frankish crusaders who introduced this incense to Europe. But millennia before the crusaders, frankincense was already a prized commodity of the ancients. The Babylonians and Assyrians used frankincense in religious ceremonies. Egyptians used it for incense, insect repellent, perfume, salve, embalming, and for making the black coal eyeliner worn by Egyptian women. Early on, frankincense was recognized for its healing properties. The ancients used it to treat a variety of health issues, including wounds, skin conditions, dental and gum disease, digestive issues, and respiratory problems. The Roman Emperor Nero used frankincense ointment to hide the bags beneath his eyes after a night of reveling. And that which the ancients knew, modern science is rediscovering. Research has shown frankincense to be immune-enhancing, antibiotic, antifungal, antiviral, antiseptic, and anti-inflammatory, with potential use for treating some forms of cancer, colitis, Crohn's disease, anxiety, asthma, arthritis, and more. Frankincense comes from the boswellia tree. There are several species of this boswellia, some scraggly, others stately, but all confined to the dry, sun-scorched deserts of the Arabian Peninsula and North Africa. The Greek historian Herodotus reported that boswellia trees were guarded by the flying serpents, though, in all likelihood, this legend was created by boswellia owners to frighten away boswellia poachers. Harvesting frankincense was very time-consuming. Cuts were made in the bark of the boswellia tree, from which seeped a milky white resin or sap. After drying for 3 months, the sap was scraped from the tree, sold, and then either chewed as gum, steamed for essential oils, or burned as incense, a pleasing, citrusy aroma. Given the inhospitable climb of the boswellia tree, the difficulties of harvesting and transporting it, and the growing demand for it, frankincense became extremely expensive. By the time Jesus was born, frankincense was worth its weight in gold. So great was its mystique value and healing qualities that some ancients viewed frankincense as a gift fitting for the gods, and boswellia trees as the property of kings. Records show that King Seleucus II Pogan of Syria offered gold and frankincense to Apollo at the Temple of Miletus in 243 BC. Frankincense is mentioned 17 times in the Bible, 15 times in the Old Testament, and twice in the New. The biblical words for frankincense, Levona in Hebrew and Libanus in Greek, both mean white, a reference to the white sap of the boswellia tree. It's not surprising that frankincense is mentioned more times in the Old Testament than the New, especially in the book of Leviticus. Its primary use in the Old Testament was as incense, whether sprinkled on burnt offerings, added to baked offerings, or included in a special incense mixture, so sacred that to replicate the mixture for personal use was punishable by death. As stated in Exodus chapter 30, verse 38, whoever makes any like it to smell it, he shall be cut off from his people. But for all the Old Testament mentions of frankincense, the New Testament reference in Matthew 2, verse 11, remains the most familiar to us. Knowing the healing properties and the extreme value of frankincense, we can better understand why the Magi and the ancient world viewed it as a treasure, and why frankincense was an appropriate gift for the infant King of Kings. Our author is Mark Weiss, pastor of St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Lemon, South Dakota.